I'd like to call this meeting to order, Mascoutin Borough Board of Education meeting, August 28th, 2012. Call to order, opening statement pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code Title 10, Chapter 4, Subchapter 10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Co-Star and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Would you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mr. Bauer?
Here.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Mrs. Degnan Spang?
Here.
Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fury?
Here.
Mrs. LaSalla?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mrs. Verdi?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh?
Here.
Mr. Wintersstone?
Here.
Mission statement, the Manasquan School District's mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards, aligned to the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within a community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases, by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then referred to the appropriate board committee. The members of the board committee work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that the members fully understand the matter. When the committee is satisfied with the matter, it is presented to the Board of Education for discussion before any final action is taken. Only then is it placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same time, at the same meeting, the final action may be taken. One thing I neglected to say before, a little bit of housekeeping, Mrs. Barnes called me earlier, her daughter's ill, and she will not be attending tonight. Okay, acceptance of minutes. May I have a motion for 02801 to approve the minutes?
Approved.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Second?
Aye.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Discussion? Mrs. Verdi?
I would like a little clarity on the minutes of Tuesday, July 24th, 2012. Reflection on the minutes, page 4, that we received via email. Last paragraph. The fifth sentence. Mrs. Verdi referred to item 6 and asked for clarity on the school counseling internship being a replacement for Mrs. Salcido's position. Mrs. Margin said that this is strictly a student teaching position. She said that interviews were conducted and a potential candidate is in place awaiting for fingerprinting clearance. Yet on Thursday, we had a policy meeting, and I believe it was stated to another board member that was also at the policy meeting that 2 guidance counselors were hired. So
I actually, that I think at the policy meeting, Linda, did you ask that question? Do you recall?
Yeah, I did ask.
Do you recall what Mrs. Margin, was Mrs. Sanders taking Mrs. Salcido's responsibilities?
Mrs. Salcido also had guidance counseling positions as well as being the SAC. We had divided, Mrs. Graziano had divided the counseling responsibilities by grade level between Mrs. Sanders and Mrs. Salcido,
okay.
Since they both had counseling certificates. They both also have SAC certificates. Mrs. Salcido remained the SAC, although she had primary grade guidance counseling responsibilities. When we hired one new guidance counselor, Mrs. Sanders is still going to be the guidance counselor for the upper grades and assume the responsibility of the SAC, while the new guidance counselor for the primary grades will assume the responsibility of being the bully specialist for the building. So only one counselor was hired.
And also, I believe her title was Dr. Salcido, so I believe she was a psychologist.
Yes.
Not psychiatrist, I know maybe a psychologist. The person, what I would
she,
like to know.
I would have to check that. I really can't speak off the top of my head. She did have her doctorate, yes.
Okay. The person that we hired, is it of the same caliber or not? Does that person have the,
She does not have a doctorate, no.
Okay. So to be clear then, Mrs. Sanders will be taking the higher grades in the elementary school?
She has come over here, yes.
And the new person, are we approving this person? Have you approved her? Because I had no...
We approved her.
We did, okay. Can we say her name or no?
It doesn't matter. We approved her.
I just didn't know that we were approving for that position.
Right, yeah. So we have two SACs, Mrs. Margin, is that...
No, the new person we hired, I don't believe had, we weren't looking for her to be the SAC because Mrs. Sanders has that certificate.
So she handles those responsibilities.
And she's going to handle those.
That's good enough for me. Okay, any other questions? Okay, roll call.
Okay. Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mrs. Dagan-Spang?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
I'm going to abstain on the 2011. Yes, on the other.
Okay. Mrs. Verdi?
I'm abstaining on all of them.
Okay. Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Wintersstelling?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, we have a bill. Can Tom, do you have anything, Jerry, before Mr. Bauer?
No, just in your packets, you have the opening day convocations agenda. You are all welcome to attend.
Okay, Mr. Bauer's going to give us a buildings and grounds report. Mr. Bauer?
Yes, thank you. At last week's meeting, I proposed a walkthrough of the high school and the elementary school facilities and grounds with representatives of both the building and grounds committee and the finance committees. After speaking with Mr. Bigley, Mr. Shelton and I, Mr. Shelton as a finance committee member, we arranged a time to meet on Friday morning. Mr. Bigley was not able to attend. We were greeted by Mr. Coppola at the high school, who allowed us to tour the interior of the high school building. After doing so, we toured the property around the high school, inclusive of the outbuildings and the athletic fields. We did not visit the elementary school interior, but we did see a portion of the exterior property. The general conditions must be classified as poor. Numerous areas were unkempt and cluttered. It is feasible that there were potential safety concerns. I took photographs of areas that we felt warranted our attention. A PDF of those photos was forwarded to President LaSala and then subsequently circulated. I have a hard copy of the photos with me tonight. Beginning on Saturday morning, the custodial staff worked diligently to remedy much of the problems. Clutter was removed from stairways. The stairways were opened up, the boiler rooms cleaned and organized. And yesterday, Monday, the county superintendent walked through the schools and made recommendations. I was not able to attend that meeting or walk through due to work conflicts. It is my understanding also that the borough code enforcement officer was on site today to conduct an inspection. At this time, I do not have an update. We anticipate an inspection also from the plumbing inspector as well as the fire inspector. Due to the severity of these conditions that were noted, the board may wish to consider contracting our joint insurance fund representative to do a campus-wide evaluation and a risk loss analysis.
Mr. Bauer is going to be showing photos on the projector of the conditions that we were alerted to. The purpose of this report is only to show the public that we saw a problem, what we did to rectify the problem. It is not to assess blame. It is not to discuss anybody's job performance. It is strictly to show the public what we did to remediate something that was brought to our attention. At the end of Mr. Bauer's photos, I believe, Mrs. Hom, you have a disc of showing what was remediated. So a before and after, if you will.
Seen the photographs following that the staff had taken subsequent to this.
Tom, I think the outbuildings are important and the boiler areas are important and the stairwells.
So I don't know where they are. There's
if you want to breeze through the first couple, I think you'll see the doorways and the, you know what I mean? That's your file, Tom.
Yeah, that's your file. What do you usually open it with, Tom?
Somebody in my office. I'm sure one of these guys in the front row can help.
I know, they may have to come over. Let's see. Removable storage.
Case.
Nope, that's not.
Can we cut lights, Peg, or is that too hard to get them back on?
Joe's around the building, but...
It's okay, that's one. Those you can go through, Tom.
Okay, now, I'm just going to show you conditions. I don't think it's appropriate to narrate all of these. I'm just going to flip through some of these photos. There were some wiring issues, there are some door issues in the school that we have concerns with. There are laws concerning lockdowns and laws concerning amount of glass and doors that we need to address. There are obvious aesthetic wiring conditions. There was a fair extent of... I'm stuck here now, Jerry.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Or okay.
Okay. There was a fair amount of clutter and disarray in the basement areas. It was quite a bit. And I trust that the photos that we're going to see next address some of that. I think, obviously, in large part, many of these photos speak for themselves. If any board members have questions or comments while I'm flipping through these, please join in. This is a stairwell with chemicals and paint stored on the steps. Doorways blocked by mechanical items.
Yeah. I just asked that, Carl.
I don't have Joe's.
Well, I think he's scrubbing tiles in the corner.
Let me see if I can get him.
I can't see them, I'm sorry.
They need a key. Let me see if I can find him.
Is he out there?
Hold on a second, Tom, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I apologize. I was looking at the screen, I wasn't looking up here. The legend over here, you guys want to come over? Yeah, we can, I'd be glad to jump back also and share it, if you want to see some more. We're obviously, where we are now is on the interior of the high school. And quite honestly, it's much of the same. Mike, do you have anything to offer while we're flipping through, since you accompanied me on the walk?
I saw it.
You saw it. They really do. These are, you know, speaks for itself.
That's my favorite one right there. You can't see it though.
Toilet.
Yeah.
This was a toilet. We took this photograph. Obviously, the seat is broken. This was the morning after freshman orientation in a brand new bathroom.
So the freshman did it?
Probably. I don't know who did it. I didn't do it. Shelton did it. Windows.
Yeah. There you go. There's the answer. Shelton.
Yeah, we have some questions. There are some electrical issues. In poor condition. This was in the gymnasium at the entry door.
Tom, much of what looks like exposed wiring is actually not electrical wiring. Just to be fair, I think it's
wires, Michelle. I don't know what
right. But I think Mrs. Hahn, was that data wires, communication
technology
wires?
Wire, right?
I can tell you that those wires shouldn't be there. You want me to go back to the end? I'd be glad to.
Yeah.
Sure. Let me zip right back. I apologize for the light.
Hey, he's gonna be running.
Yes, Mike.
Can you maybe get the view button and the percentage down a little, and you wouldn't have to scroll as much? You know what I mean? No.
He doesn't know what you mean.
Yes. I don't know what you. I didn't even hear you, Mike. To be honest. Okay. We started with a clogged water fountain with this colored water. You were saying something about scrolling down. Exposed wires. Computer wires, bungee cords holding doors shut. You mentioned the lock, the lack of locks and lack of deadbolts and doors, the amount of glass and doors having to do with code requirements.
Tom, also for clarity, deadbolts are not allowed, right? Is that right, Mrs. Hahn?
That's correct.
That's why there's no mechanism in the door there. There was a deadbolt on it, but they're not allowed in the high school.
Yeah, it's one of the items we need to discuss is the locking procedures that currently are in place. We're not clear on what they are. And again, this is clear of some of the clutter and debris that was in there. This is a doorway that is blocked by debris and chairs. Same doorway, different angle. Clutter. Unkempt is the word that it comes to mind. Chemicals on the stairwell. Doors being held open by other objects. Stairwell. Clutter.
All of this is of the same room, right, Tom?
I don't recall which room it is.
It's all the boiler room, right.
I don't recall.
Okay.
We were in numerous rooms. To tell you the truth, I wish I had a floor plan in the basement with me because I was completely confused.
Yeah, that's all, that's all part of the boiler room.
If there were some questions before, maybe we can ask them now. This is, now we're outside a little bit. This was the stall that we mentioned. Windows in the bathroom, electrical conditions that are not proper. These are the wires. Again, not sure what those wires were, but.
They're for graduation.
Okay. Are they there all the time like that?
Yes, and there was a box that they were going to be put in, and it was used for technology wires, so we have to create another box.
Okay. Electrical boxes with concerns. Pipes and dirty water leaks and on carpet, and you know, obviously the fear of mold would.
Tom, what is that? What is that we're looking at, the metal box there?
I'm sorry, Michelle?
What is that metal box?
The metal box.
Above the handbooks?
Well, those are student handbooks. That's ductwork I trust for HVAC. Looks like that's part of the HVAC system. Took a lot of photographs. This one, now we're outside on the grounds a little bit. This is, we talk about pride sometimes. Somebody had mentioned pride. Where's the pride? And this is our football plaque with all the championship seasons, overgrown shrubs and unpainted plaques. And, you know, these are some of the conditions. This is a drainage inlet that's on the cinder running track. Obviously a hazard. If a child fell on that, it wouldn't be pretty. It's also clogged. That was some drainage improvement. Obviously there was flooding. That's one way to get rid of the water. Again, the grounds. I think we have to be concerned about our reputation when people come to school here to see a football game or come visit our school. What are they seeing? You know, we all know we go to other schools and we see better conditions. This is, again, part of the reason that we're all proposing to make these site improvements and improve our athletic facilities.
Tom, where are those pictures?
On both campuses.
Where are those pictures, Tom?
We are now under the bleachers. We're under the bleachers. These are some containers that have been a discussion item for a few weeks. Some filled with water. They were emptied. Residents were claiming mosquito problems, but then they were empty, but they weren't removed. There are electrical conduit problems, broken conduits, exposed outlets, none of which would meet code, railing caps that are off and missing. Fences do need to be repaired. There are numerous fencing and electrical issues having to do with the football in the stadium. This is the maintenance building that's adjacent to the corner of the end zone. Again, just dirt. I don't know if that's mold. I don't know if it's dirt, but it's some of the back of house areas outside by the Max Pond field hockey area. Again, some of these items have been here for years and years and serve no purpose. It's just debris, leftover remnants of old trailers and that sort of item. This is a little bit of a comical one. This is an interior garage shot with vines growing through the roof and covering the equipment and shelves. It's just a little bit unorganized. Could be better that. Garages. And again, Michelle said this isn't meant to pick on anyone. I think we just need to fix some things that need to be fixed. It's the kind of thing that I think many of us often see and don't even notice anymore because that's just the way it is.
Is that operable or?
Is this operable? I would not be able to say for certain, but if I were a gambling man, I would say that is not operable.
No, believe it or not, it still works.
Does it work? When's the last time it was ridden?
Excuse me, stop right there.
I know they mow grass around it.
Excuse me, Tom. Peg, yeah. What is that?
That's soccer goals.
What's behind it? What's the metal thing behind it?
That's the salt spreader.
How does a truck access that? Move
the salt spreader. Is that used,
Peg? The salt spreader in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
If
that's used, really?
Yes.
Move the nuts and put them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the problem with surprise, it's all rusted out. It's a mess. This was during a field hockey game. There was a game going on. The field actually looked terrific. again, this is just, you know, this is a service drive, obviously, but it's also the route the kids go from the school, from the locker room to the fields. And it's got potholes in it, and it can be in better condition, again, is the point. Well, we're back more inside again. There is no order to these photographs. This is the building out to the outside the end, the field area by the old concession shack. Again, ramp in disrepair. This is there is an ADA compliance issue right there. Yes.
Yeah, that's a storage facility. Yep. Yeah.
It is now right, and we did look in the window. It was locked. We did look in the window, and it did look organized. Mm-hmm. That was the one interior space that did look rather organized. Yeah. This is the concession stand. I think obviously what we're doing here is exposing the fact that we need to make some improvements to the grounds. Easy to say. Tougher to do. This is, you know, we've spoken, we've all seen these slides before. This has to do with, again, handicap accessibility and just general site conditions. This is the exit from the locker room where we've all seen the football team run out. And then this is where the football or the spectators walk down to go to the right here. You walk down to go to the restrooms. Just again, general grounds in poor condition. What happened to us? Sorry. I don't know where. There we go. Okay, now we're down this area. Again, fencing in disrepair. This is the area where it's very difficult to access these restrooms. It's not handicap accessible, as you can see here. It would be very difficult for a handicapped person to make his or her way down to that restroom. Again, more fence and disrepair. Now, for all I know, this was done the other day by the roofing companies. I don't know. This may be a fresh damage. It doesn't look like it, though. These are some of the conditions, trash can, the benches, railings, right outside that room adjacent to those restrooms. I'm not even sure what office. Is this maybe the band room, Peg? Is that what that is?
That's
outside the band room.
Band room, yeah.
Again, I got to believe we can do better.
Mm-hmm.
More of the same. This was an interior space that we're surprised at, but apparently it's a temporary computer storage area.
Tom, this is over at the elementary school now?
We just jumped across the street. We're now at the elementary school. This is the Broad Street elevation. In terms of landscape and site conditions, you can see that the lawn area is wanting for improvement, as are the shrubs along the building facade.
And there's no interior of the elementary school in what you're showing tonight, correct?
That's correct. The school was locked. We just ran out of time. This is the pavement bike area. Many of us spend years at. This bench has just gotten a fresh coat of paint. The playground is being remulched, apparently. But again, lawn, you know, generally lawn maintenance is an issue. At the time, the day before we were here, the grass was very high and they had just cut it. I haven't seen it since then, but it was very hot. These are weeds and growing. This, as you can see, some of the grass that was just cut. There's three or four of these boxes around. I don't know what's in them. They don't open, and I think they should be removed.
It's a well box, just so you know.
There's a well. It's a well box. They didn't hear you down here, Peg.
There's four of them, right?
Four wells. Okay. Again, just the condition of them. I think they're rusted and there's sharp edges. And this is down by the back entrance to the school by the creek. Seemingly overgrown a bit. Some of the new picnic tables and benches that were installed by, I believe, the PTO, Peg, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
These are bike racks adjacent to that parking lot. Obviously not very convenient. This is a mulch pile. I'm guessing that it's for those bench areas, Peg?
That was not ordered by us, so.
Okay. What does that mean? So who's spreading it? Do we know that?
I don't know. Not yet.
Was it just put there, or has
yes.
it been there?
It was put there about a week ago.
I believe it's PTO's. I believe.
It is?
I think so.
Curving in disarray. Materials stored outside the white garage building. Probably could be stored either neater or gotten rid of, one or the other. I don't know that those pallets are all necessary. Maybe there is a use for them.
Peg, do you have your, what you want to put in?
Tom has it.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. It doesn't have all the pictures.
But you have the areas that we remediated, correct? Yeah, I just want to make the board aware and the public aware that when I found out about this on Friday, I immediately contacted Mrs. Marge and Mrs. Hom. They jumped into action. Mrs. Hom and I were on the phone back and forth and in constant communication throughout the weekend. And they were going to show you now what has been remediated, and it's still ongoing, but we've made a tremendous dent, I would say, Peg, and getting things where they should be. We also call the inspections on ourselves to ensure that the buildings and grounds are safe and ready for the opening of school, and I believe we've worked fine to that end, so.
And some of these are just so, most of them, just so you know, the general condition of the building, this is what the building looked like the night before.
Right, this was not an area, though, that had to be remediated. I thought we were showing them.
This wasn't the remediated area, so, but there are remediated areas in those pictures if you put the slideshow.
Yeah, if we could get to those, that would be helpful.
Yeah. Because we had freshman orientation the night before.
So the parts that you see look great.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's storage areas, it most definitely is, and I agreed with you 100% that the remediation was necessary in all of those areas. If you go, Tom, just go further down the slide. Right there, there's a start of, and that's a bad picture, but sorry. Go the boiler room over there. That's where a lot of the boxes that you saw before were, and a lot of them have been cleaned out. And the next one is down in the boiler room as well, a cleaned out area. The stairways where there were boxes piled, that's one access view to the boiler room. That is a caged area that had a piece of, I guess, laminate laying on the floor and boxes piled all around it, and a lot of that has been removed. A panel there, I don't believe there's anything in that panel.
No,
when we opened
it was locked at the time they before took the tour, but it's an empty panel. There's nothing inside of it.
Again, another stairwell with the boiler room and a third view of the stairwell. I thought he had the maintenance sheds on here. The windows where the paint cans were, all the paint cans were removed. The electrical outlet on the field was replaced. The grate on the field was fixed. The seat on the toilet was fixed. The grounds garage was cleaned, and unfortunately I don't have
Are all the outbuildings done, Peg, or where are we with that?
They are supposed to be cleaning the storage building over here tomorrow and reorganizing. My understanding is they worked in the grounds garage all day yesterday and part of today.
Can you bring back photos for our next meeting to just show the board
Absolutely.
That it's all been taken care of?
Absolutely.
Those are all the ones
I'll take time
related to the remedial areas.
Right. Any questions? Okay.
Thank you, Jack.
Mr. Shelton.
Thank you,
Mr. Bauer.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So I guess we have a recommendation here to have an analysis done. Is that something we think we should do?
I put in to our insurance agent and asked what would be available because we are in a cooperative insurance and not you refer to as a JIF. We are in a cooperative program where many districts band together as a group.
Hey, can you? I'm just.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know I speak low sometimes.
Hey, before you explain that, can you explain what Mr. Shelton would be asking for so that the board understands and the public understands what a risk assessment, it's a risk assessment or a risk loss. Can somebody give a definition so that everybody understands what that means?
Do you want me to do that?
No, if you'd like to. You look through the one that Joe had and what you want. I don't want to put words in your mouth on what you're looking for.
Whether it's municipal government, many townships, even other schools, part of being in a joint insurance fund, is one of their representatives will come out, typically an adjuster type. You've probably had one done before. I'm guessing the district has. If they haven't, I mean, if they have, it'd be great to see a copy of it. The borough just did one as an example with the beach building.
Right.
Before they took it down. So your insurance company comes out and gives you a risk analysis. They give you an assessment of your property to tell you where you're at risk. That's what I'm asking for.
Okay. If you're in an actual JIF, we are in a cooperative with probably about 30 other districts where our buying power is because we're in the cooperative, but we actually contract with a company. So it is different. I spoke to our insurance agent this afternoon with your question. We are in a different situation in workman's comp, where it's more of a shared situation, but in the actual insurance itself, we're in a cooperative. I asked him to make recommendations on what we could have done, other than what we're currently doing. And he said he would get back to me with recommendations.
So we're not in a JIF?
We're not in a JIF. We're in a group.
A cooperative. Are we Middlesex, Monmouth? What part?
We're in Monmouth.
Okay.
We're in Monmouth with Boynton and Boynton.
Did they understand when you asked them to come and do a risk analysis?
He used to do that for a living. So he absolutely does understand what you're asking for.
So we could get one.
You can't hear me? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that speaker on, Lee?
We need to change this room.
Okay.
That's a constant problem in
this
room.
Yeah, we need to talk about changing the room. We hear that all the time.
Every time.
Could all board members try to speak up a little louder just for tonight?
Okay.
So to end this, you think someone will get back with you soon?
Basically, I asked him, I spoke to him probably about 4:30 this afternoon again about it and asked for recommendations on what the insurance company would do to come down. I know that they will do workman's comp assessments as far as safety in the buildings. There are many inspections they will do, but I want to see from there what they're going to offer to us.
Okay.
As a free service.
So we'll get a list from them of what type of inspections can be done?
That's right.
Okay.
That's what I asked him for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions? Mrs. Margin, superintendent's report?
Other than the invitation for the
open. We're all good, so we're just approving? We're approving it.
We don't need to.
We're good?
Because there was no HIB report.
Public comment on agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not in keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included on the agenda only. If you wish to speak, please come to the microphone and state your name and your address for the record. The only one there.
Good evening, everybody. I'm J.D. Cooper. My address is 169 South Street, and I represent the Massachusetts Soccer Program. And I came here tonight to address the new coaching policy that the board has put into effect. And I'd like to read you a little speech that I'm talking with a lot of the boys, and we do all that leadership here. Dear Board of Education, at 1:48 p.m. on Tuesday, August 20th, I heard that the Board of Education has established a new policy that does not allow volunteer coaches to coach if they have a son or daughter in the program they're coaching. Then I was informed that our assistant varsity coach, Mr. McGill, was denied his volunteer coaching status because he has a son in the program. The Board made these changes to the coaching policy last year due to issues other programs. For almost a decade, the Massillon High School soccer program has had unforgettable coaches. and it is unfair that other sports have to suffer and lose not only a coach, but a member of our family due to an issue that occurred in another sport. A great man once said, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. That great man was the 6th President of the United States, John Quincy Adams. Mr. McGill has inspired not only myself, but also anyone who has stepped onto the soccer field. It is unfortunate we are losing a coach that has made a huge impact on every person he has coached, and I ask you to make an exception for him. That is all. Thank you.
My name is Mark Levy, 550 Pompano Avenue, Massapequa, New Jersey. Dear board members, my name is Mark Levy, and I'm the boys varsity soccer coach, and I'm here to ask you to review the volunteer coaching policy and take into consideration years of service to the district. For the past 6 to 7 years, from June to early November, Coach McGill has graciously volunteered his time to assist our varsity soccer program, and his professionalism, demeanor, and track record has been nothing but positive. The benefits of keeping Coach McGill are too numerous to list, but here are some of the highlights and some pertinent information relating to our squad. First, Coach McGill's oldest son was a member in our program for 4 years, without any concerns or incidents. Coach McGill's nephew was also in our program for 2 years, again, without any complaints. Coach McGill has been instrumental in obtaining turf facilities during our inclement weather days. His fundraising efforts are responsible for our long-sleeve cold weather jerseys, and he uses collegiate connections to introduce our standout players to universities such as Lafayette and Stockton. When it comes to day-to-day operations, having Coach McGill on the sideline has created a safer, more efficient environment. Soccer is a physical sport, and having two coaches watching over 23 high school boys is a lot better than one coach. Without an assistant coach, I'll have to reevaluate the numbers of players I carry to ensure the same safe and meaningful training sessions. His loyalty to the district has been unmatched. Coach McGill was contacted by other high schools for the head coaching position, but lucky for us, he chose to remain a volunteer with the players that he has such a close bond with. On a personal note, I've grown as a coach because of his dedication and conduct. He's been there to hug our kids for our first title in over 20 years. He's also been there to pick our kids off the turf after our tough conference losses. And finally, he's been with me to watch over our players during their most difficult periods of their lives. Please take his body of work into consideration, and thank you for your time.
Mr. Levy, just a moment, Mr. Levy. I know that you had sent out an email to 57 families. I just for clarity, basically means the same thing, but the board did not have a new policy. The superintendent and the administration recommended a language change in the job description.
Okay.
I mean, basically the same thing, but just for clarity purposes, I just want it to be known that it's not a new board policy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bob Schaefer. 123 Lincoln Avenue, Avalon by the Sea. I'm also Vice President of Avalon Board of Education. We are speaking to the policy, which appears to have been revised last January. My question is, and I'm playing a little bit of catch up here because my voice is just going to be freshman now. Can you explain the reasons for the change in the job description and when that was changed?
This isn't a question and answer period, Bob. If you have comments about the job description, that the board has been talking about this for.
All right. The policy stipulates that.
Just again, because it's a job description.
Okay. No, I understand.
Not the policy.
Right.
And I'll get to my point.
Right.
The policy states that volunteer athletic coaches and volunteer co-curricular activity advisor assistants may be immediately relieved of their responsibilities with or without cause by the superintendent. I just wonder why, and I'm sorry, it's not a question, ask it anyway.
You can ask a rhetorical question.
A rhetorical question. Why we need to not open it to parents or guardians of athletes on the team when the superintendent and or the school administration has the ability to remove someone with cause or without cause at any time. As far as Mr. McGill is concerned, he's been, from what I understand, a valuable asset to this district. 7 years, he's coached my boys for 7 years. I know he gives it his time. He's fortunate enough to have been retired through his career. He can give time, money, everything that he can to this program and to other programs. In a day where budgets are, we're held to a 2% cap now, supplement your budget without being paid a dime and get out, give out his own pocket. I think it's a shame that we can't hold on to him.
I appreciate your comments. Thank you. Thank you.
My name is Steve Del Gershio. I'm at 46 Curtis Avenue in Manasquan. I've lived in Manasquan for about 20 years. I wanted to thank the board last week for doing their due diligence and tabling this discussion so that you can receive public comment. Internal research and investigation to understand the benefits that Coach McGill has brought to this program and to the community over the many years that he has volunteered. I feel that I'm uniquely qualified and I feel obligated to speak here tonight on behalf of Tom. Personally, I've spent 30 years as a volunteer coach in youth sports at many levels with and without my children being involved. So I've seen it from both sides. But more importantly, and germane to this issue, is I've spent the past 7 years coaching with Tom at the youth soccer level. Tom and I have spent countless hours at practices, games, many events that we've attended together, both socially, fundraising opportunities, whatever it may be. Really in an effort, all driven by our desire to impart our skills, our knowledge, our passions for soccer upon the many youths within the community, and also we'll have the desire for the same. Quite honestly, there is nobody that remained all through those 7 years that Tom and I have spent together that has remained more objective, more impartial, and unbiased than Tom, with and without a child within the program. Tom has a substitute teacher certificate, fingerprinted, background checks, and he has sent his annual volunteer application to see him every year, this year, last minute. It all comes down to a volunteer coaching in a program in which their student athlete participates within. It also comes down to the board revising the job description last winter. As Coach Levy has stated, Tom has coached his older son in the program for the past 4 years without incident, without complaints. Clearly, you know, I feel the board does have the means, whether it be by removing the volunteer tag or not, of retaining Mr. McGill. But quite honestly, if they were to remove the volunteer tag and pay him a dollar or pay him $100, I suppose his objectivity would increase with his pay.
Mr. DelGhercio, I don't think that's an option for the board. Mrs. Margin, am I wrong on this one with the amount of money?
I understand, and I'm not making that suggestion that they should pay him.
Right. Oh, I thought you were. I'm sorry. Misunderstood you.
The suggestion is the board does have the ability somehow, if the desire is to retain his services, which certainly many of us are in support of, then whether he is paid or not doesn't matter. It's not going to affect his objectivity. Clearly, the revised volunteer job description that was implemented last winter was targeted at a specific program. After today's announcement, I clearly think it was warranted. In closing, Tom has done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. He has become the victim. Let's not make these student athletes the victim as well. One other thing that I wanted to point out that I was going through the documents tonight is that on document number one, where you're recommending approval of the following non-paid volunteers for the 2012-2013 senior year, some of the names are familiar to me. Two of them are to be approved as non-paid volunteers as assistant football coaches. The two that are familiar to me are, although maybe qualified and based on their age, I don't believe they have a son or a daughter in the football program. I find it interesting that you're recommending approval, and they may be qualified, and I hope they are, and God bless them for volunteering, because I think it's fantastic for two 20-year-olds to be doing this and giving back to the community. But as their experience pertains to football and teaching and imposing their passions and skills and knowledge upon the football players, really, really can't hold a candle to Tom's experience and his knowledge and skills and passions that he has imparted upon the student athletes that he has had.
Mr. DelGhercio, just for clarity, there was not one incident that made the board make that decision. We had many discussions at the table, and that decision was made in May, and it was based on other incidents. It was not based on one. I'm not really sure how that rumor got out there, but that did not happen at the discussions at this table.
So I'm sure there were various instances, but
I appreciate your comments, sir.
Clearly, I think it was party.
Good evening. My name is Michael Kelly. I reside at 39 Old Swan Road. I sent a letter to the board. Hopefully, board members have read it. I could sit up here and talk about Tom McGill sure 20, 30 other kids could get up here and other people could probably send letters as well, about what a great coach he is and what a great influence he is on young men. I think importantly, you talk about there were other incidents, and I think that is important. I think that's why your policy, I'm an attorney also, and I would just like to say that your policy has a great catch-all provision. Number 10 of the policy says, you're a volunteer coach. You can be dismissed for cause or without cause. And certainly, if there was ever an incident with Tom McGill, I would stand up here at a meeting and say, fine, Tom McGill should be dismissed if it was cause or without cause. For whatever reason, he serves at the pleasure of the Board of Education and the school. The question is, why a rule should be passed that should affect our children? Because that's really what it's doing. The role of the Board of Ed and the administration is to do what's best for our children. And to simply pass a per se rule that applies to every volunteer coach that may have a child in the program affects every kid. Not just the one who may cry that he had some issues with this coach or that coach. That's why the board has to sit on each case and look at it on a case-by-case basis. To deprive the children of Tom McGill's soccer knowledge and his influence on children is simply wrong. He has done nothing wrong. As both Mr. Schaefer pointed out and Mr. Del Gershio pointed out, again, let Tom coach our children. If an issue comes before the Board of Education and it needs to be addressed, it can be addressed at that time. But there's simply no reason, and I'll use a phrase that I put in my letter that hopefully some of you read, why throw out the baby with the bathwater? You had some unfortunate incidents in the past. Let's not let it affect the soccer program. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Anybody else?
Bill Place, 102 Iroquois Road. Going back to the slideshow that we just all saw, two quick questions. Who's responsible for that, and how did it ever get that way?
Well, as was made clear, I think, by both the chairman of the Building and Grounds Committee and the board president, it'd be inappropriate in this forum to assign blame to anyone. That's not what the board's looking to do. They're just bringing in a condition that they'd like the board to be aware of in a public setting, and that the condition's being remediated. So, you know, I would be uncomfortable with the board, first of all, answering any questions related to personnel, but certainly that question. So,
I'm glad it's getting remediated because it's not great.
I think that when that was the, I think the point, it is being remediated and.
And swiftly.
And swiftly.
Willow Way, live immediately adjacent to the properties that were shown. What I suggested, there is not yet a work order system or a work ticket system that perhaps, pardon?
We do have one.
You do have a work order system where things are written up to be corrected or repaired and fixed, and then it's logged when they are completed.
Mm-hmm.
But none of these things that we saw evidently were fixed. They may have been written up and in the backlog, but then that system maybe needs to be expedited or reviewed. It seems that we've got kind of backlog.
Thank you, Carl. Just a reminder to the public that this form is four items on the agenda only. I did give the soccer group leeway. But we will have a second public forum for anything. So this first one, if we could just try to confine it to the agenda so we can move the meeting along, I would appreciate it. Anybody else? Okay, seeing no one, we'll close the floor. Nope, I'm sorry.
It's on the agenda, but you haven't gotten to high school personnel yet. Nancy Buttle, 362 East Main Street. When you apply to become a substitute in the district, just a regular substitute, there's certain criteria you have to meet. I believe it's so many credits, correct? And you have to pass the background check.
Yes. Well, we also have a requirement of an interview, and we do that periodically. We did not do any over the summer. We normally don't, because the administrators are responsible for doing that. So we will probably have another round of interviews.
And we have six names on here.
These were all people who have been in the past substitutes, but just got their letters to us saying they wanted to continue. The only other people that are on here are people who are being hired as a coach, and they must have a substitute certificate to be a coach.
Okay, now I'm talking about just general substitute. So these people have applied prior, and they're already on the list in Manasquan?
Yes, they've been on the list for previous years.
Okay, so now they've been interviewed, and now they're being reconsidered because they want to be reenacted?
No, they were on our list last year. We sent a letter out saying, please let us know if you want to continue, and they were just late in getting their letter back to us.
So none of the new people who have never applied to be a substitute before have been interviewed or considered?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
You probably couldn't even hear back there that we had a public forum.
For Tom Hill. Hi, I'm Frank Morris. I live at 2168 Allen Road in Wall Township. I am a taxpayer here in Manasquan, so that's why I'm here. I think anytime we get somebody to volunteer for our schools who are always in dire need of trying to save money, this is a great opportunity for us to save money. Tom saved you money over the last 4 or 5 years that he's coached for free. He's easily could have been paid for what he's done, but he refused not to take the money, instead donated his time. I think you're going down a bad path saying that parents can't coach or volunteer at the schools. I know board members are all volunteers. Some of you have kids in the school system. Therefore, to me, it's almost a conflict. You know, you're voting on all types of teachers, personnel, and everything else, and you have kids in the school. So that's a conflict just as much as the soccer thing would be a conflict of interest also. So that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one, will close the floor. We are going to group items 02803 up through 02814. Mrs. Marge, I'm going to take the CUSAC one out so that we can address that. So
Madam Chairman,
I have some. I'd like to discuss 82807 and 82816 and 82824.
All right, let me take them out then, John. 82007, 16. And what was the other one? 24. Okay, we'll hold those out. So let's do, I have a motion for 02803 through 02806.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Winterstell. May I have a second? Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Palma?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verde?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winterstell?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, may I have a motion for 02807?
No, I'd like
well,
to
we're
jump.
Can we have
discussion on that?
Well, we move it, second it, and then
discussion.
Okay, I'll move it.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh, second. Thank you, Mr. Shelton, discussion.
I'm just, and again, I'm going to have to apologize to both the audience and the board. I wasn't here at the last meeting. Tom or Peg, can you tell me, it's been my experience in the past that the welded fittings cost less than the toluic fittings. I'm just curious, are we reducing the number of fittings, or do we have that information offhand?
No, we are not reducing the number of fittings, but I believe when the change order occurred, the company would have preferred to do the other fittings, the metallic fittings.
Really? And they're giving us a lower price?
They wanted, and yes, and in exchange for that, we were able to. They preferred it from the beginning. We weren't sure that we wanted to make that change, and in discussion, they did give us a change order that seemed reasonable.
That's great. It's a much better union, I think.
So.
Any other questions? Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mrs. Dagenspang?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's because I had them all on the... Because we separated them out. Sorry about that. Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verde?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winterstone?
Yes.
May I have a motion to approve 02808 through 02814?
Michelle, I need to pull 8 or something, figure out what it is.
You need to pull eight?
Number eight. I want to have discussion on number eight.
Okay, well then, may I have a motion for 02808?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Verdi. Discussion, Mr. Shelton?
What is it?
It's for the non-public funds that we receive for St. Dennis and for, we act like a clearinghouse for non-public funds. There are certain provisions that are required to be done with those funds. We were with Monmouth Ocean Education, not Monmouth Ocean Educational Services. Yeah, Monmouth Ocean Educational Services. We had some issues with that service and we changed to Middlesex about a year ago. The non-public schools are much happier with the change. And they administer their program.
Mike,
it's not our money.
All the state aid comes through the public school system, even
right.
that goes to the non-public, and we need to administrate that. So they're basically saying state funding that is directed to the non-publics, we now must provide that service with the money that the state gives us only.
So the state gives us some money that we then dole out to St. Dennis and other places?
Yeah.
Only those that are
it's
in our community.
It's given to St. Dennis and to Hillendale. It's given to St. Dennis and Hillendale as non-public schools. And it's not our money, not our personal
but
money.
But it passes through us?
It passes through us.
How much money are we talking about?
Not a lot.
Under $100,000, but probably 20-some thousand. It's for things like speech.
She's talking
evaluations, some
we've
transportation.
Always done this?
Yes. It's not something that.
It's the law.
Yeah, it's the law.
And there's an agreement on file in the board office that tells us how we must collect it, I guess, as custodian of the money and how we must disperse it. And is there a separate account? Is
no,
it a
no,
trust
no, no.
account?
It's transferred from the state to us. It is transferred after the expenditures are incurred. There is final reports, mid-year reports, all kinds of reports that have to be filed on behalf of the non-public school.
I assume it's audited account?
Oh, yeah. With MRESC, it's not an account. It's audited to us as to what the payments were to MRESC. So then we have to report the actual expenditures. We get final expenditure reports, but all of the reporting provisions to the state are through the Educational Services Commission.
We've always done this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you know that, Tom?
Not know that.
Yeah, I did not know that either.
Okay. Any other questions?
That's the law.
Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Discuss something if you don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
I'm a yes pick.
Okay. Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winnestone?
Yes.
May I have a motion for 02809 through 02814?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. May I have a second? Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Roll call, Manasquan only.
Okay. Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winnestone?
Yes.
Carried.
Before we get to the next item, I just want to make the board aware that I've asked Mr. Shelton to be the Board of Education member to serve on the New Jersey CUSAC District Performance Review. He's graciously agreed. Does anybody have any questions before I put it on the floor? Okay, may I have a motion to approve 02815?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Thank you, Mr. Winterstella. Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Should I vote on that?
Yeah. He graciously accepted.
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winnestone?
Yes.
This is one of the situations I'm wondering why we wouldn't vote on that also.
Yeah. I am too. For CUSAC?
There's nothing in the statute that says you can vote on the representative, the approval of the District Board of Ed member to serve on the New Jersey CUSAC District Performance Review. I totally agree with you. But it's not one of the certified capital fund expenditures, bills and claims and contracts on facilities and certified staff. It's not, and the levy to be raised or anything like that. All it is, there's a lot of things that impact the high school, which the statute doesn't let you vote on, and I'm going to keep saying it with disgust, but in fact, they sent me a resolution. If we want to adopt it, we can ask them to change the law.
God with my blessing.
Question, Mr. Fury. They can, excuse me, his point is he cannot.
They cannot.
They cannot. Mr. Fury?
In this case, each of the sending district boards have their own CUSAC representative, so.
Okay.
In that particular case, it's one of the rare times that I will accept your ruling without.
I don't even accept my ruling.
I accept your rulings, I said, without giving you a hard time.
Hard time, right. Well, thank you.
May I have a motion for 02816, please? Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Thank you, Mr. Campbell, for the second. Discussion, Mr. Winterstella?
Yeah, I certainly respect the fact that the committee's done some research on this, and we are losing money on athletic events and so forth, but I really feel $5 for an adult ticket to a basketball game or something is a little bit excessive, and I think it should be $4, which would be more in line with all the other school districts that I've, you know, on the high end. I don't see any school districts that are charging $5. The number that are charging $4, but I just think it, you know, I'm sure you'll get it for football games, but I'm not sure it's going to, you know, we like to encourage fan support, and I think $5 for a basketball game is pretty excessive, in my opinion, and that's, I'll still vote for it one way or the other, but I just think we could be a little bit more in order.
Thank you, Mr. Winterstella. Mrs. Walsh?
I was just going to say, I said we discounted for senior citizens down to $3 and to students for $2. So I think it's a fair ratio.
Mr. Shelton?
We didn't change the student prices.
No, we did not.
We were presented with, and I haven't verified any of these, every school I went to many other games last year, I paid $5.
Mike, could you just a little louder for the ones in the back? Sorry.
This is a bad room for speaking, sorry.
Agreed.
We're presented with a sheet that shows we lost, unless I'm reading this wrong, Peg, $70,000 last year. After gate sales, less officials, workers from something else, board account, athletic fees, Thanksgiving expenses, whatever's there.
That's accurate.
All right.
Remember, we only collect fees for football games, girls' basketball, boys' basketball, and ice hockey. But these fees pay for all sports.
Right, and if people want a discount, they can buy a discounted season pass, which will get them into anything, any sport, anywhere. But one thing we do keep hearing around here is we don't have any money, and we need to maintain things. So I think if we don't raise the student, there's your fans right there. If we're not changing their price, but we might have to kick into the till a little bit. So I don't think $5 is a problem for an adult. I also think a lot of people have passes that probably have money that never passes through the school's account. And I think a lot of people get in for free. And I think we need to change that. And you're not going to make a $70,000 dent unless everybody starts paying. But I think it's fair for an adult.
The one thing I wanted to comment on this estimate, we did not have a separation between seniors and students because they were the same price. So we estimated that 90% of that would be student tickets and 10% would be senior tickets. And that's how we arrived at the estimate.
The Finance Committee also discussed ultimately getting to a point where we don't charge students. I think going forward, Mr. Fury, Chairperson, that's accurate, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, any further discussion? Did I do a motion to approve? I did. May I have a roll call?
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winterstella?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, 02817, I'd like the board's permission to table. The Technology Committee, all the district goals are done. The Technology Committee is not satisfied with the way those goals were written. We're almost home, but I don't think we had time to contact Mrs. Margin today and to correct the language we would like to see. So, Mr. Fury.
Let me just clarify that. One of the issues was Mr. Place, the director, was on vacation. We weren't able to meet until last.
We weren't able to meet until last Thursday. With everything going on, I don't think that we were able to get the specificity in the goals. We had the general goals that we discussed with the administration, but we need the specificity around when they'd be accomplished and what the metric is, what the measurement is for success there. So I just want to clarify why.
So between now and the next meeting, if we can get together and take care of that, and then we would have it ready to be presented on the 18th. Everybody else is complete, correct?
Absolutely.
I have not had on the student performance goal, I have not had any feedback from the full committee on the revised draft goals that Mrs. Morgan presented, so I will see that we have that by the next meeting.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Now, do I have to do motion table?
I would just say it's pulled, as of putting on the table.
Okay, so we're pulling 02817.
It's not ripe for discussion.
Okay. May I have a motion for 02818?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Winterstella. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winterstella?
Yes.
Carried.
May I have a motion for 02819 through 02823?
Can you look at 22 separately, please?
You want to pull it?
Yeah.
May I have a motion for 02819 through 02821?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Thank you for the second. Mr. Campbell, roll call.
Okay. Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mrs. Degnan-Spang?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
I'm abstaining on 19 and 20. Yes to the other one.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winterstone?
Yes.
Did we have our sending? We did do our sending districts. You had them in there?
Madam Chairman, I think we might be more in order if we actually make a motion to table 828-17 and 828-21, but whichever one we're pulling on.
We're pulling 2817. I did consult with Mr. McCumber. Armin, do you want to help me out here?
Yeah, I mean, most boards, you know, if a motion's not ready to be presented, you know, it'll be either the administration or at the president's behest will just be withdrawn. Some parliamentary procedure that if you table it at some point in the course of the meeting, it has to be brought back on the table. It can't be just tabled to the next meeting and left out there.
So but do we need a motion?
It's a distinction without a difference. You know what? If it would make it cleaner, then move the table. It's fine.
I just think it's procedurally, I think it's correct. I mean,
okay.
Because you've got that number existing otherwise. And,
that's fine.
Is my motion to table or withdraw?
You can table it indefinitely.
Motion at the table.
I have a motion for 02817. I have a motion to table it indefinitely.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Winterstella. Roll call.
Can we do all those?
All in favor. That's
all
fine.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, where was I, people? Motion for 02822.
Did we vote on all the other Yeah.
I'm sure where we are.
19 through 21 we voted on. I'll move approval of 22.
Yeah, may I have a motion for 02822?
It's been moved second.
Who was the first? Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Thank you for the second, Mr. Winterstella. Discussion?
I just had a question about we're voting on the K through. I know it's broken out here because it's got the high school and then it's got the grammar school. I mean, it doesn't matter us get voting K through 12 because it's Manasquan Elementary School.
I will defer to the attorney.
You know,
I'm just making it. It's just our night to talk, Armin.
Certainly,
just
as part
of the high school.
I bent over backwards for this one a little bit. They've included the K to 12. It impacts your children. I suppose we could separate it out if we had to, but
no, I was just.
And I think it's close enough to one of the definitions of the statute that I was comfortable with it. And I know this is a matter of formality, but I think I'm okay with it right now. Maybe in the future we'll separate it out, but I'm okay with it for tonight.
If you're okay.
I don't want to push Mr. Fury too hard.
Mr. Shelton.
In one meeting.
I'd just like some explanation. I assume this curriculum being revised probably has something to do with CUSACs coming up as well.
Yes, it does. They will be checking our curriculum.
So, I mean, some of these things, like last revised, 91, just revised this year, 86. What process is used to change? Obviously, stuff changes, but you know, TV production, I'm not picking on, I think I saw Lee here or anyone, but from 96 through 2010, nobody touched it. In 86, we did journalism. Now in 2012, we're touching. What are we doing here? That means they totally rewrote the curriculum? Are there new books? Are we teaching a different method? What does all this mean? A lot of it looks very, very old and very recently.
It was totally revised, completely. It's the same course, but totally revised because we had to align it with the 2009 state curriculum standards. We have changed the format, the way we write curriculum, to a UBD design, understanding by design. So it's totally different. I can bring samples, or I do have all of this online, and I just didn't have the time this week to get access for the board to look at the curriculum, but we can make it all available. We no longer print it out. It's too extensive. We have it available online.
Michelle?
Mrs. Walsh?
Do we have a cycle by which curriculum is revised?
There was a requirement for a 5-year cycle, but then the state 2 years ago put a mandate out that by this September, everything had to be up to 2009. Then, of course, when the Common Core standards came out, they required that both language arts and mathematics needed to be aligned with the Common Core standards. There are a few here that are not completed yet. They will be completed within the next month. We just had a couple of issues with teachers that didn't get the time to do it over the summer.
What is the time frame for updating the curriculum for the AP courses, many of which, according to this, were done in 2007?
We had an audit in 2007, and college boards came in and reviewed our curriculum. So when I asked the supervisors about that, they felt that that does not apply to the Common Core content standards, that they were going with college boards and what their expectations were.
You have no plan to update that curriculum?
Not
at this point?
Not at this point. I think we'll be waiting for direction from college boards of when they want it updated.
Thank you.
But Mr. Shelton?
What did 5-year cycle mean? We were doing it we're not doing it every 5 years.
The state had, for many years, required that every district have a 5-year cycle.
Right, but if I see a date that says it was written in March of 1986 and revised in June of 2010, that's like 25 years.
I can't explain that.
Okay.
Okay, roll call, Mrs. Holm.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Ms. Degnan-Spang?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalla?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Abstain.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winterstone?
Yes.
Carried.
May I have a motion for 082823?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Winterstella. Who was the second? Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Ms. Degnan-Spang?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalla?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winterstella?
Yes.
Carried.
May I have a motion for 02824?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. DePalma. Discussion?
Question on a motion. I apologize for not being able to discuss this last week in the work session, but the portion requiring the payment of an athletic trainer, I want to understand why we're doing this. This was not recommended from the administration or the coach, from my understanding. It's not required by any of the regulatory agencies, so therefore, I would assume it's a best practice, and that's why we're going ahead with it, unless somebody can tell me some other reason why we're doing it. It would seem that best practice would be the remaining reason why we're doing it. If in fact it's a best practice, why are we not doing it for ice hockey and for gymnastics and all these others, seriously contact sports? I, with all due respect to the real soccer players, I played varsity soccer in college and wasn't very good at it, but there were not as many injuries as the high hurdle guys. Running track, and I'd like to know why we're requiring the payment and the presence of an athletic trainer.
I believe Mrs. Barnes was the one that brought it up, and I guess it depends on your vote, John. Some of us felt more comfortable having a trainer there, and that would be my answer to that. Mrs. Verdi?
I had requested last week a little clarity on that, which I totally agree we should have a trainer there. With regards to I'm a parent, my child plays soccer at the high school.
It's in your folder, there is a letter, and is that right, Ms. Margin? The letter's in the folder that they are providing the trainer.
There's two emails, and they're both on the same page.
No, I have Mr. Clayton's email, I have...
Is it in the blue folder, Ms. Margin?
It's in the blue folder, yes, it was on the top of mine.
Mine as well.
Was it in there? Okay. And this is all I have.
Michelle, while she's looking, question, is it, it says here the field house, wasn't it just the field? Are we talking about use of the field for games?
You're asking the wrong person, I'm not a soccer player.
Aren't we voting on the use of the field for play?
Right.
This says the Atlantic Club Field House.
That's how the agreement is worded.
And the agreement also says heated and lighted facility, which would indicate the field house, but I don't think that's what we want, we want the field.
The field, yeah.
Correct?
That's what it's going to be.
I did not do the contract, I would have to defer to the soccer people.
Right.
I've never even been to the Atlantic Club Field House.
Yeah, I did review the contract, but not necessarily for that issue, that doesn't make any sense.
It indicates it's clear, it's written as if it's an indoor facility.
Okay.
It says heated, lighted, no food and beverages, those things should all be taken out.
Okay.
And it should not be field house, it should be the field.
I, you know, unless they're using, I don't know if they're using lockers or field, you know, any facilities in there, I don't know, but we'll...
They don't use lockers here, they were not going to use them over there.
Okay, I think the board can vote on it, I will address that with Jan.
Madam President?
Mrs. Verdi.
What I'm looking at is from our coaches, that they are stating what we've been told already. What I would like to see is, who is the parent soccer group? Because again, my child plays soccer, I do not have a problem in the world to donate towards a trainer, but I don't know how much this trainer is going to cost me, I don't know who the trainers, who's interviewing, who is putting it out there that we're looking for trainers. I'm still not getting an answer to that. Who is, and Linda, your daughter plays soccer also. Are you a parent soccer member? I don't know if I am or not, that's, I've been asking for weeks now.
I don't have a soccer player, I can't, Mrs. Margin, if you have any information, help me out on that one. I mean, I don't know who you write your checks to, but you guys are writing checks, apparently.
I asked Mr. Cornegay, and this is the response I got back, I asked for the parent group to send a letter, and the only, you know, maybe Mr. Levy's here, he's the coach, he could speak to this, but as I understood, there is a group, but not necessarily with a functioning president of the group or...
Right, it was our understanding that they were working on getting Katrina volunteered here before. She said, you know, she hasn't signed a contract, and she said she'd be available, be happy to take the 20 games.
Okay, you're talking about the athletic trainer now.
That's the trainer.
Yes, but Mark, who's in charge of your parent group?
I've been nominated.
Right now.
Was that just now?
I sent emails to the appropriate party saying that I will guarantee the money and then reach out to the parent and try to get out to the person.
Mrs. Hahn?
Well, may I have your name, please? My name is Catherine, nice to meet you. How are you?
Mrs. Hahn?
In the past, when we've approved these agreements, we've always had the money up front. Okay, so if you can contact my office or once we have...
write a check.
Thank you, text check.
I have a check in the car.
Okay. We can approve this.
They can wait.
And you are working on formalizing this group and...
Yes.
Okay, good.
And as far as the girls' soccer team, they do have an account in our central fund. And as I know, there's $2,300 in it.
Okay.
So, again, I didn't get an answer of a president of the parents group or anything, but I guess you're all in it whether you join or not.
Mrs. Verdi has volunteered to be the treasurer.
No, I have not.
Graciously.
No, I have not.
Mrs. Walsh, did you still have a question, or was it answered?
Peggy Matthews is the girls' soccer
coordinator.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mrs. Dignan-Spang?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Mrs. LaSalla?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winnesteller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, before I group these next ones, does anybody want anything pulled out between 25 and 31?
26, I haven't read it, so...
And that's, you're being real. May I have a motion for 02825, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Roll call.
Mrs.,
Mr. Campbell.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mrs. Jenkins Bang?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Wintersstelling?
Yes.
Carried.
Have a motion for 02826.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Verdi. Thank you for the second. Mr. Wintersstelling, discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mrs. Jenkins Bang?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
I'll abstain.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Wintersstelling?
Yes.
Carried.
In the future, Mike, if we block them, you can say yes to all but whichever one. Yeah, I should have explained.
I made a comment last week to get us stuff way in advance. If I don't read something, I'm not going to vote on it. I probably should have just said no, but we have a lot of things in here that we say contract on file. I think this came late today, but I had a few other things going on. But in the future, I mean, just, I don't think we should vote on stuff we haven't read. I said this last week. So if I get something at 5 o'clock, we have a meeting at 7. So that's why.
Oh, I understand, but just so you know for future, I should have laid that out. You can vote no to anything that's in a block. Okay, we're going to do 27 through 31. Anybody first there? Okay, 082827 through 082831. I have a motion. Thank you, Mr. Campbell. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Wintersstelling. Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mrs. Jenkins Bang?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Wintersstelling?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, anybody for old new business?
Yeah, Madam Chairman.
Mr. Wintersstelling?
Yeah, I have two items. Number one, I just want to make sure we're going to take official action after we come out of the closed session.
Well, that really depends on I think the board's deliberation in closed session as to whether the board wishes. But I mean, the board will be coming out and going back into public session. What action the board takes, I don't have the foggiest at this point. But certainly possible that action will be taken.
Okay, I just want that understood.
The board has the right to take action.
When we come back out, I'd certainly be prepared to make a motion. And I just want to make sure I have that privilege.
Let me be clear. The board will be coming back into public session, and any motion that any member wishes to make, and if a second is made, there'll be discussion and a vote, just like anything else.
Okay, and secondly, I just wanted to announce for the public, I've asked to have my name removed from the ballot for the unexpired term that I'm now serving. Hopefully, there's people out, even in this audience, that will file for that position. I wanted to do it in time so people could file for that position. It's a one-year term that goes through 2013, so I would hopefully people would file for that.
To be clear, John, you are serving out the term now, and this would be not running in the new election coming up for school board seats.
So it'll be a one-year term available.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else old new? Okay, we'll open the floor to our next public forum where you may wish to speak about anything you would like. Just come to the microphone and give your name and your address, please. That's a Mrs. Holm question.
I would say that based on the estimate from the child study team and based on the individual children identified in their IEP, If those services are given as prescribed in their IEP, barring a child not being here due to illness or something else, then yes, based on that and based on the prescribed IEP, that's the estimate based on the school year.
And the other question is on item 13, which I guess is somewhat IEP related as well. That item was for a room to be reserved for special education. And my question was, what have we done in the past? What have we been doing that didn't necessitate the room?
This involved bringing back a couple students that were outside placement students, and rather than having students transported outside the district, we have the students now in district, and we were able to move some classrooms around and have an area approved where we could have a classroom that would serve the needs of these particular students.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Michael Long, South McClellan. First off, just so you guys understand, if you're standing in the back there, it's tough to hear with that air conditioning on. So anything you can speak up a little, that's a little helpful. And I guess I'm getting a little older and my hearing's going. I'm here to speak on behalf of the situation with the assistant soccer coach. You know, I will just express, I know other people have spoken, I'm sure others are going to follow me. You know, I think in today's day and age where, you know, it's tough to get volunteers, it's tough sometimes even to get people when you're paying them to help out and do things, I think maybe the board should reconsider this policy. The coach in question, Tom McGill, has coached both my sons for many years. He's a man of fairness and integrity. I don't think you could ask for a better person to be involved in any of the programs, whether it be soccer, basketball, or squash, or whatever the school would offer for that matter. So I would ask that you reconsider this. And it's my understanding, I haven't specifically read the policy. I certainly don't miss meetings where you get packets like this and try and follow each paper of it. But it's my understanding that if this individual is paid, this would be a non-issue. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess if the board would, you know, doesn't consider rescinding this offer, I'll certainly donate the first $20 or $100 towards Tom's pay, and would ask that the board consider then making him a paid position, because I think this is an individual that we just should not lose as a coach of the boys soccer team. So I would ask you first to consider rescinding the policy that you've made with regards to volunteers, and secondly, if you choose not to do that, that you take action and make them a paid position, and you can feel free to contact me, and I'll donate the first position behind Joe Reardon here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Long.
Just to clarify one point, while it is true that the job description only applies to volunteer coaches, putting a volunteer coach, paying them, you know, may fall afoul of the collective bargaining agreement. These are stipended positions, negotiated positions, and so it may not be that easy as just paying him, because again, it's subject to a collective bargaining agreement with the Manasquan Education Association. So there are some legal problems, perhaps, with that.
I'll be happy to walk back up to the mic, but respectfully, I just don't understand how, in a paid position, you could have a child involved in the program, but yet, if you say, you know what, don't pay me, I'll just volunteer my time, that person could be in the program. So
I understand.
I respectfully say, I think there's a flaw in the policy, and my point to that is if the board, for whatever wisdom, chooses not to rescind it, which I think would be a good decision, then I'd say the next step, so we don't lose an individual like this, would be to move them to pay, because then the policy doesn't affect them. So I think the easy answer is to rescind the policy.
And just again, Mr. Long, we don't have a policy. It's, and again, it's you know, I know, I understand your passion, but it is in the job description that was recommended by the administration. We do not have a board policy that has that language in it, but I appreciate it.
But you're able to rescind it, correct?
We are able to if we make that decision, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Long. Okay, anybody else? Okay, seeing no one, will close the floor. Sunshine Law Resolutions. The Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10-4-6, allows for the exclusion of the public from that portion of a public meeting with certain matters which might endanger the public interest or risk the deprivation of individual rights are discussed. And the Board of Education wishes to discuss the following matters in a non-public closed meeting, with the resulting discussion being made public when a proper conclusion has been reached and there's no longer a need for confidentiality. Item 3, any matter the disclosure of which would constitute an unwarranted invasion of individual privacy unless the affected individual or his or her parent or guardian shall request in writing that the matter be disclosed at a public meeting, volunteer coach, student issues. Number 7, any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiations other than collective bargaining, contract negotiations which the Board of Education is or may become a party, or any matter falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his or her ethical duties as an attorney. Number 8, any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, and the conditions of employment, evaluation of disciplining of any specific employee, unless the individual employee requests in writing that the matter be discussed at a public meeting, discussion of performance of a certified staff member. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Manasquan Board of Education will hold a closed executive session immediately following in the Manasquan Elementary School Media Center. It is anticipated that the closed session will not last longer than 90 minutes, and action may be taken during the public portion of the meeting following the recess of the executive session.
Can I ask a question? I'm guessing that these people here would like to hear something tonight. Normally, people have left by now. We have several matters on closed. I don't think more than one might require an action. Should we go and try to deal with that issue, come back, reopen, and then go back into closed when after these people have gone? They don't look like they want to leave. Or should we make them sit here for an hour and a half and make them all mad at us?
Well, the way you frame the question is, certainly it's within, the board could certainly do that, go to closed session, deal with the issue for which most people are here, and then go back. I do think the 90 minutes, maybe
excessive
in that there were some other issues that we anticipated speaking in closed session that did fall away. But I, from a legal perspective, I have absolutely no issue with the board dealing with the first issue and then coming out, having perhaps a motion, and then going back to deal with other issues.
I've been over there when we've sat for hours, and it's not fun.
Okay.
So
I have absolutely no issue with that at all.
Okay, do I have to say anything different, or can we just motion to go into closed and we'll come out?
We'll just amend the motion that we will only be dealing with item number 3, dealing with the volunteer coach student issue, and then we will be returning to public session. The board may have a future executive session later in the meeting.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, everybody down that end, or I'll take Mr. Campbell.
All
those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Right. And we're thinking 20 to 30 minutes.
For that first item. Right.
Okay. Okay.
You
don't need a motion, you just do roll call.
I can't do it now.
Yeah,
you want
to go get some coffee. No, only on this one.
Okay, may I have a roll call? Am I missing somebody? Mr. Bauer?
Yeah, just wait. He's...
Mr. Bauer? Come on. Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mr. Bauer?
Here.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Mrs. Degenspang?
Here.
Ms. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fiore?
Here.
Ms. LaSala?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mrs. Verdi?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh?
Here.
Mr. Winterstella?
Here.
The Board of Education in closed session did discuss the matter of Mr. McGill, the volunteer soccer coach. The board did speak to him. The board also gathered information from a number of different sources, including from the head soccer coach. In looking at the job description, which references team, I believe that as an interpretation of the word team, I don't think that Mr. McGill is in violation of the job description this year, in that he is the varsity soccer coach, and I do not believe he will be coaching his son. Therefore, my interpretation is that he does not run afoul of the job description for this year, and that the board, therefore, is at liberty and complete conformity with its job description to appoint him if it so chooses. There's also an issue of the fundamental fairness of a lack of notice, that there was an issue there, that Mr. McGill was not notified, you know, and it's okay, things happen, but that, you know, the plans couldn't be made, and it puts the soccer team and Mr. McGill at a bit of a disadvantage at this late date. So my recommendation to the board from a legal perspective is that it is consistent with the job description to appoint this gentleman as the volunteer soccer coach, should you so choose to do so, and that also, you know, for a fundamental fairness issue and for the benefit of the kids and the team, the board can feel free to do what it chooses to do. I'm not suggesting what the board should do, but I think you're okay procedurally.
Okay. May I have a motion to appoint Mr. Tom McGill to a volunteer soccer coach position for the 2012-2013 school year? Thank you, Mr.
Second.
Bauer.
Second.
Thank you for the second, Mrs. Verdi. Roll call.
Just one more thing. I also want to point out, in case anyone wonders why, in case those of you who have been coming to board meetings, I've been a little bit more severe in my interpreting the statute, and unfortunately the sending receiving members can't vote on this issue, although I know they would love to. But they cannot, because job descriptions for volunteer soccer coaches do not fall under the four statutory areas in which you're entitled to vote.
May they do so for symbolic?
They may do so for symbolism reasons, but it won't have any import. But I just want to make that clear on the record, okay?
Roll call.
Okay. Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winterstone?
You guys can vote for
Carrie.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Now we need a motion to go back into closed
session. May I have a motion to go back into closed
first,
so moved.
I mean, Tom, that means you're coaching. All right?
That's okay.
May I have a motion to go into closed session again?
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Thank you for the second, Mr. Fury. All in favor? Aye.
No, I think they left their stuff in there. The attorney left the stuff in there.
Do we need to go back in there?
I think we probably should. My stuff's
yeah.
in there.
Yeah,
that's
good.
What I do.
Oh, okay.
I think we should go back in there. And
Mike, you're scoring friends tonight, huh?
No.
Yeah, lots of friends. You got lots of friends tonight.
Yeah, no action will be taken.